Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with more Leading Edge Medicine. And just heard on the news, Bob Barker passed away. From Price is Right. That show's been around for like 51 years, still going strong. He was 99 years old. So talk about longevity. Way to go.
That's right.
So, yeah. Hey, Chris is on the line from Stanwood.
And Chris, there was one thing I didn't answer. You said when you think of rapamycin, the word mycin, you think antibiotic. And indeed, that's exactly what it was first developed for. It was found in the soil, growing in the soil on the island of Rapa Nui. And which is why rapamycin, it was from Rapa Nui. And it turns out that it is a potent antibiotic for both bacteria and fungi.
Oh, that's excellent.
Wow.
So you were right. Mycin, it did get part of its name from its location, Rapa Nui, and the other because it was thought of as an antibiotic. Mm. And then we found that it also is an immune suppressant in high doses and longevity promoter in lower doses.
Interesting.
Okay. So much of
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes.
So my vitamin therapy question is, you do a questionnaire before administering the vitamins. Do you do any testing prior to that? Like, I take a whole plethora of supplements and that. And once upon a time, Dr. Mixon, you may remember Monty Klein back in Bellevue, back in the early 90s and that. And I was his patient, I'll say, for several years, and he used the electrodermal testing. And even though I was taking good quality, Carlson and other brand names vitamins, I was deficient in everything, and I had a lot of food sensitivities, which eventually got supposedly cleared up and found some vitamins that did absorb. Most of my vitamins weren't working, and even he had problems finding stuff from his own stock that would work. So anyway, how do you know if you need, if you're absorbing vitamins? And I know IV therapy, yes, you're gonna get a big boost on that, but how do you know you're deficient?
Is there any question?
Yeah, we actually do deficiency testing on anybody we suspect might need it. We have the
micronutrient panel that we will offer certain patients when we suspect that they're low in those things.
Yeah, and it will check, 30-some different vitamins and minerals. And
antioxidants and B vitamins, magnesium, all those things.
Yeah, so we actually can do some testing to see what we need. But, of course, if you're getting the IV therapy, there's no question you're getting it because we're putting it directly in your bloodstream.
They're putting it in you.
Yes. And okay. So there's no. Well, if it's strong enough to help, it's strong enough to hurt. So if you're okay on all those vitamins that you're getting a boost on, is there any potential downside to it?
No, these are all water soluble vitamins, and so so though your levels can go quite high, and your kidneys will just make you pee out anything you don't use.
Okay. Okay, that was my question.
Oh, I good question, Chris.
And your guest, Dr. Ken?
Oh, yes, Dr. Ken Pentland.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for your call. And you know what? We're talking – she was mentioning the vitamin therapy. And if you've heard about this, this is something that I remembered seeing the celebrities get an infusion of or a singer right before a concert or an athlete right before a big game to get that energy. And it's like, wow, I wish that was available. Now it is. And Dr. Pentland, you have details because we're doing this
right
at Longevity for Longevity patients and also for patients non-patients.
You don't have to be a regular patient.
That's right.
To get the vitamin therapy.
Yeah, so listen up, Dr. Pentland.
Right, so like introducing.
Introducing.
At the Kirkland Clinic, IV vitamin therapy.
Yeah.
Replenish, rehydrate, revitalize. You don't have to be going on a red carpet tour or
it's,
a big
it's
game. Or
available for all of us little people. Now, how would you know or what are some symptoms or things that might be going on in your life that would benefit having
It's just kind of a it's almost like a preventative thing. If you want a little more energy, a mental boost, a mental clarity, immune support, if you're just getting over a respiratory infection – you don't no longer have the infection, but you want to sort of help recover. Mm. If you're going on travel, you want a little immune support.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Or
you're just coming back, you're a little jet lagged. Or, you know, we're going into flu season pretty soon.
Oh, yes.
All those are good reasons. You know, it helps hydrate. The vitamins and minerals go directly into the bloodstream, so it's very well absorbed. And it's $199, so you can do it like monthly if you
want. And how long does it take? This is an infusion. What's the difference between that and an injection?
Right. So like if you got a B12 injection, it's just a shot in
like
the arm.
Like a shot. Okay.
Yep. An infusion is an IV line. It's a drip. They hang a bag. It takes about an hour.
Oh, okay.
We're going to, you know, get your supplements and medications, a little bit of your health history, make sure you're good to go, hook you up and let it drip, and you get the – in about 30 minutes after you're done, you start to feel a little more energetic, a little
better.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And we're offering that at Longevity Medical Clinics, all of them, or just right now Kirkland?
I think it's all, just Kirkland right now.
Just Kirkland right now, and it's for longevity patients and those who are not but would like to come in and get this. Here is the number to call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG if you would like more information on the IV vitamin therapy. You can also go to our website for details, lmclinic.com. And that's also where you go to get information on your health analysis, the free health analysis appointment. Maybe you could do both of these. Sign up for both of these at the same time. If you've been hearing us talk about that, you'll hear listeners call in and say, hey, I've been a patient for so many years or from the very beginning or I just started. And all of these patients, I love hearing them because they're just offering this information about how good they feel, how much energy they have, and all of the things that they don't have to do. A lot of them have given up a lot of meds they've been on because they have made such good changes to their life, because who doesn't want to be leaner, stronger, faster, smarter,
sexier, and of course,
happier. Yes. We need you to come in for the two tests. It's free, a blood test and an in-body test. And again, you will call this number to get scheduled, 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to the website, lmclinic.com, and that would be an awesome opportunity to do and maybe say, hey, I'd like to do the free health analysis, but I'd like to check into this IV therapy too. Call us, and we'll give you some information and get you plugged in and get you scheduled, 866-86-YOUNG. Longevity Medical Clinics, of course, the sponsor of our show each and every Saturday morning right here on this radio station. All right, we're headed to Stanwood, and Chris is, we were already in Stanwood. We're just going to come a little south to Everett. Mike is on the line. Hi there, Mike. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. I've got a simple question. I don't know about the answer, but when I turn my head maybe to the left, usually to the right, maybe that's what I do, I hear a clicking sound. It's not painful or anything. It's just annoying. It doesn't happen all the time.
Hmm.
All right. No pain with it, so that's the good news.
Yeah.
And you don't have limitation of motion. You can move it fully and smoothly, right?
Yeah, you know, I can't say that I have great range of motion, though.
Okay.
I'm so 77, so I'm a little bit worn out.
Now, wait a minute. I turned 76 on Monday, and I'm not worn
You're
out.
You're not worn out at all, Dr. Today. Mixon. Go do another 50 push-ups.
When you turn your head, you're stretching the muscles, you're stretching the ligaments, and you're also causing those vertebrae to rotate a bit. And somewhere along the way, you've got something that is probably either hanging up a little bit and then snapping loose as it moves further. Kind of like when you snap your fingers, you do this routine? Yeah. And that's just what you hear through when things come in contact rapidly. You're getting the same sort of thing. A ligament pops free and slaps up against the thing next to it, either a muscle or a bone, and you hear this little popping sound. It's not dangerous. It doesn't mean you're going to die. You're not having a stroke. You know, nothing horrible going on. But you've got something that is tight and that is suddenly moving. So
would some sort of exercises, neck exercises, shoulder
might
exercises?
Sure. And, you know, once more, at 77, I would say if you're going to take up yoga, which is probably the best way to start developing limberness again, you start with a very gentle regime. But, yes, finding yourself a yoga teacher who is used to working with older people and start gently and slowly start stretching things out again and getting some motion. You'll be surprised that if you do it on a regular basis, a year from now, you'll be far more limber than you are now.
Very good. Yeah, well, I do physical therapy. I've been to physical therapy for sciatica, and I do that regularly, and I've really seen how that helps for a lot of range of motion in my legs. Yep. It's really been great, and I've been doing it for, arthritis in my shoulder, but it's I've been doing physical therapy for that, strengthening the shoulder muscles and all, and that's really helped too. So I really believe in all that.
Well, and a good yoga instructor is a lot cheaper than a physical therapist.
Mm. Yeah, well, I don't use them anymore. They show me what to do, and I do it.
Sure. There you go.
But, you know, if you get in a class, if you get in a class with other people, and, you know, if you're all in similar sort of age group and you're all trying to accomplish the same things, there is comfort in working with other people in the similar situation. Mm-hmm. And there are classes. There are yoga classes for older folks, and, you know, feel free.
I'll look into that.
All right. Yeah. Have a nice one,
my
friend.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you for the call, Mike. We're going to take a quick break, and we are going to go back to our gut guy, Dr. Pentland, and talk about gut health. You have so much good information. We're going to share that. We also have a caller, Ray from Woodinville, who has a question for you as well. And Monty, John, we're going to get to you too. Oh, and Bob just called. We will be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be right back.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye. He was just a hired man.
Aww.
Working on
Eagles,
the
huh? Tequila sunrise. Yeah. Good morning, 11:18, and it's probably 5 o'clock somewhere, right? Yeah. we are here with Leading Edge Medicine.
520 somewhere, yeah.
Yes, there you go. Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette here, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Ken Pentland. We call him our gut health guy, the gut guy, and all things about your gut. You gave such good information about frequency and transit time earlier. We were talking about Well, we were talking about poop. We didn't have to say it, though, because you had such beautiful words and things that we knew what you were talking about, and we learned quite a bit, too. Of course, whenever you listen to the show, you can always hear it back. We turn the radio show, the live radio show that you hear every Saturday morning, into a podcast that you can rehear. We post that on our website. It takes about 48 hours, but it's there usually by Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday. You can get in there and you can hear something, or if you asked a question you missed something, that's a great way to re-listen, or you can tell your friends, hey, he was talking about that thing you're dealing with. Go to our website, lmclinic.com, and you will find that information there for you. Okay, so let's head to, we're going to go to Woodinville. Ray, good morning. You called on the right day. You've got a gut question, right?
I do. I got two. But before I do that, Dr. Mixon, talked to you last week about that resume and the my urologist saying that 10% get the permanent pain, and you were going to look into it and tell me.
And I did indeed, and I don't see numbers anywhere near that.
Right. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and the other question for you, Dr. Mixon, is this is political, because I know you like country music. What do you think about that song that's kind of gone viral where he hit the something about Richmond?
Richmond, north of Richmond.
I'd like to hear your opinion on that, sir.
Well, the lyrics are kind of fun. The melody is almost non-existent. I mean, if I'm going to get an anthem in favor of the working man as opposed to the elites, I would use a working man's PhD. You stream that. Go online, go to YouTube, and it's a working man's PhD. It's got a great melody. The words are every bit as provocative. It's just a lot more fun song. So...
There you go.
Well, I'll check that one out. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I'm Googling it up right now.
Dr. Penland, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to you a few weeks ago about my wife's problem with she had her gallbladder removed, and she can't digest fat very well. So she eats too much like cheese or something fatty. She gets really bloated and diarrhea and stuff. And you mentioned an enzyme, and I couldn't find it. I must have wrote it down wrong or spelled it wrong. You talked about a digestive enzyme.
Right.
It starts with a T, I think, and it's an advanced digestive enzyme.
That's correct, yeah. So the company, the one that I mentioned is by Thorn Research. That's the name of the company. And the enzyme used to be called, it's T-H-O-R-N-E.
Oh, Thorn, okay.
Right, and the product was Biogest, but they changed the name to Advanced Digestive Enzymes, because you could find it under either name probably, depending on the website.
Okay.
That's just the one that I frequently use for that kind of case. Mm. The reason I use it is because it has bile salts in it, which... help replace what she's missing.
Okay, bile salts. Okay. Hey, she had she was in a real severe car accident and had part of her lower or big intestine bowel cut out. And so now it gets constricted right there. And so sometimes she eats too much fiber. She will get a blockage. And since we've been married, she's been in the hospital twice. So she's got to really watch the amount of fiber she eats. And I don't understand that. So she sticks to white flour stuff, because I like to eat all whole wheat. I'd buy all whole wheat pasta and whole wheat bread and all that stuff. But she just can't, and she's just afraid it's going to clog her up and send her into the hospital. And at one point, they were going to go back and redo it, and then they transferred her over to Overlake under that 405. Anyway, I guess they had a tunnel between the Kaiser Permanente, and they just let her, liquids for like a week, and it finally just cleared up on her own, up on its own. So I was wondering, how can she get more fiber in to help her with her stool, firmness with that kind of a problem?
Well, there's a couple of things there. If there's kind of a restriction after the accident, a lot of times when I have patients that have had abdominal surgery I'll often refer them to get visceral manipulation, like a special kind of abdominal massage that helps alleviate restrictions in the abdomen, like release the connective tissue. Oftentimes after surgery, there'll be adhesions and things like that. And that can sometimes be a game changer. Sorry?
It's been years for her. I mean, it's probably 25 years ago when with her first husband.
Well, it still may be effective. It might take a few sessions, but there are people around the area that do offer that kind of service. As far as enzymes, getting more fiber, you'll want something like a digestive enzyme that can help break down the fiber as well. Certain types of fibers are harder to digest than others. Some are – they don't get digested by us. They get digested by the bacteria.
The other thing would be to keep adequate water in the gut.
Absolutely.
Which would be, again, once our old friend magnesium. If she's using a good magnesium supplement, it's going to keep more water in the bowel, and that fiber doesn't then get a chance to form a big plug because it's just kind of washing on down in the stream.
Yep.
So that would also be useful for her.
Well, I take a magnesium glutenate. Mm-hmm. It's 250 milligrams. Would that be adequate? I take it twice a day because I've read that it's good for the heart.
Well, it is, but the glutenate is actually absorbed more efficiently. You want something that will stay in the bowel better, and so a citrate is probably your better bet for that. So a magnesium citrate. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and you guys have a nice weekend.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you for the call, Ray. We are headed to Bellevue. Monty on the line. Hi there, Monty, and good morning. This is Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello, Monty.
Hi, good morning. But first I wanted to say to Lynette, because you brought up Bob Barker passing away today, and I remember 40 years ago I was actually on his show.
Oh, wow.
It reminded me of it. I was driving. I went, I remember when I was on The Price is Right. So, I was sad.
And we were thinking Monty Hall when we got your phone. We're like, oh, Monty Hall. We were just talking Bob Barker.
Named after my dad. Named after my dad. So my way.
Okay. How can we help?
My question is, if I ever, and this was actually for Dr. Peloton, and I say Peloton like the sports equipment.
But it's Pentland.
Oh, Pentland.
Like fenced in land. Yeah.
Okay. So I like that. I apologize for having that wrong. But here's my question. Whenever I have a stomach problem or anything, I always use bone broth, and then I put like a thickening agent in it, like a paleo or keto thickening agent to give it a little more robustness and thickness to eat it. And I've noticed that it's got extra protein in that beef gelatin powder. It seems to supposedly have all the amino acids. So is it a good thing to use, or is it just hype and silliness, bone broth?
No, I've seen a lot of good results with it personally in practice and also on my own. It's recommended a lot for certain types of gut conditions.
Ah.
And so it's just, am I actually absorbing amino acids using it, or?
Well, I would expect so. The amino acids get broken down, like Dr. Mixon was talking about, with collagen. And the bone broth has other benefits in there, too, different. If it's actually derived from, actual bones, there's other sort of micronutrients in there as well that help with integrity for the gut lining.
So it is helpful, and it is – here's my question. You know, when you get a little older – you often hear, if you have any reflux or any problems, whatever, they want to put you on, Protonics or, Prilosec or something. How would a person know at home, how would you know if your problem, because you are getting older, isn't associated with lower digestive enzymes, which cause, stomach distress, or that you have like GERD or too much acid? How would one know?
Well, first of all, if you're elderly, you don't have too much acid. All right.
that's what I thought. I mean, being older, I thought I must have. It's got to be that I don't have enough digestive acid.
It takes a lot of energy to make stomach acid.
Yes, and our acid levels tend to drop with age, and the biggest nutritional problem many older people get is we don't break down our proteins as efficiently. We don't have enough hydrochloric acid in our stomach to rip up the protein. We don't make the proteases as efficiently from our pancreas. And so we actually have to eat more protein to get the same amount of effective amino acids absorption. Because we don't do as good a job of utilizing what we do eat. So
even though the differences are you know, very different, they're treated totally different, mm-hmm. can the symptoms seem similar?
Yes. Yes.
That's the confusing part to me.
Any given symptom can usually be caused by a wide variety of issues, especially when the symptoms are vague. Fatigue, lethargy, abdominal, you know, gas, that sort of. We call this differential diagnosis. Patient comes in with a symptom or a complex of symptoms, and the doctor's job is then to sort through and say, okay, these symptoms can be caused by 6 or 8 different conditions. Which one or mixture of them is it? And then we have to start sorting through and putting the picture together. And then sometimes we have to do laboratory testing to tell us which of the many possibilities could be causing that single symptom. Okay. It's not a matter of this symptom always goes with that disease. It's this symptom can be with all of these conditions.
Mm. I started to take like a fermented, I think it's Dr. Wahar or something, a fermented probiotic. Do you need a break?
Yep, the music says we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Just hang on, okay?
Stay right there, Monty. We will be back. It is 11:30. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We are live in the studio. We have several calls to get to today. John, Bob, Jay, hang on the line. We will be back with you. And Monty, we're going to finish up with your question as well. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
See, and this is the working man's PhD.
Ah.
Somebody's listening.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Producer, for that. The working man's PhD. We were all kids that grew up as hard workers. I mean, if you wanted something, you had to work for it.
You're darn right.
Yeah, and if you wanted a house, you had to save for it, or a car, or whatever. Right. Yeah, all of those things.
Yeah, you know, I remember my very, very first job, I was in first grade.
Aww.
And I had a newspaper, but I didn't have a route. What I would do is I would buy the newspapers. They cost me 3 cents a piece. And then I went to we lived on base, the Navy base, and so I went to the mess hall and sold them for 7 cents a piece to the sailors going in to eat. And so all I'd do was just stand there with my stack of papers, and I'd pass them out.
And of course they're going to buy them from a little kid.
And they're 7 cents a piece, but they all gave me a dime.
Because I
bought them for 3, and I got 10. And I just had to stand there and pass them out.
You just had to do it.
I made a lot of money for a little kid.
I thought I started young. At fifth grade, my dad, who was a building contractor, would have me pulling the nails out of 2x4s.
Uh-huh.
At fifth grade, I'm a girl, and he had me doing this, but
you
it was
pay
fun.
You a dime a nail?
Yeah, I don't remember what I got paid, but he swore he was keeping track of it. And then also cleaning brick. I had to, you know, knock the cement off of the used brick because that was really popular in the 70s. Because you're going to use them again. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Monty, you had one more question.
Hello, Monty.
Well, it's just, I'll finish up quick because I know you have other callers.
Oh, sure.
So I guess with Dr. Pentland, I just wanted to confirm that. So like taking a fermented probiotic, it's a good one. Does that encourage production of healthy digestive enzymes? Is that a plus?
The Dr. O'Hara's, if I think that's the one you're taking, it has things that probiotics make for us in the capsule, but digestive enzymes are a different thing. Those are things
Correct.
That help break down the food that we get. So the actual production of digestive enzymes is more about organ function, health, like
that's pancreas function,
pancreas and liver that are making the enzymes.
So you would actually need to probably, as you get older, possibly supplement.
Supplement those.
Under the right conditions, yes. Supplement.
And encourage, encourage organ health in general.
Anything, yeah. What about apple cider vinegar? Does that help?
There are enzymes in that too, as well as, okay. Other things that help with digestion.
Well, thank you, guys. You've been great. It's been a great show today. Thanks.
Thank you,
ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Monty. Please call again. All right, headed to Vancouver. Gonna go south on I-5. John is on the line. Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Thank you for your community, military service, and happy birthday to you, Doctor.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yay! Happy birthday on Monday to Dr.
Right.
Mixon.
Yes. I didn't want to call him on Monday.
Okay, how can we help?
Anyway, enlarged prostate. Mm-hmm. And I've had a resume and a Urolift, and I seem to be getting a greater restriction on my urine flow. Is there a silver bullet for that one?
Well, it's still, no, not a silver bullet. Ooh. It's still growing, though. Mm-hmm. You know, interesting. You know, Dr. Pentland does have a device that he is treating enlarged prostates with. A Viasure, which is a sound wave therapy on the prostate to try to get it to be healthier and to improve flow. But, you know, he's had a Urolift in which there are some basically metal staples put in the prostate, and they're still there. They're there for life. And I don't know if the Viasure is safe in the setting of having those.
Well, the sound wave device causes the cell walls to sort of vibrate. There's no sort of magnetic or – I mean there's a general electromagnetic field from the device. But a metal implant like that – I mean a defibrillator, that's a different story. That's a contraindication. But I'll have to double check with the company on the metal implant, the staples.
Okay. Because, you know, that would be something that would be worth trying for you if it turns out to be safe with the Urolift. Mm-hmm.
I have a patient that has had three TURP procedures, and he says he may be starting to see improvement. He's on his second round right now.
Well, but he's already had three TURPs?
Yes.
Wow.
Holy mackerel. So he's had a big, big prostate. Mm. They've done a lot of surgery on.
Right. It keeps getting – his urine flow keeps slowing down again after each one. He's like, I don't want to get a fourth one.
Oh, wow.
Right. Okay.
Does using a testosterone supplement, does that increase the size of the prostate?
It's a matter – there's what we call a threshold effect, okay? If you have no testosterone, if you basically are castrate levels, then adding testosterone will increase the size of the prostate. If you already have old man levels, then adding more testosterone should not increase the size of the prostate, except to the fact that if you are converting some of your testosterone into estrogen, that estrogen is what immortalizes the cells of the prostate in kind of a roundabout way. The alpha estrogen receptors in the prostate immortalize the cells, and that's why I think every man over about 45 or so should be on progesterone, because the progesterone keeps those alpha estrogen receptors from immortalizing the cells and keeps the prostate from growing as fast. So it doesn't make it smaller, but it slows the growth. And so for this fellow that Dr. Pentland is talking about that's already had three TURPs, I would have him on progesterone in a big hurry.
Would rapamycin help?
It may. That's a fancy new drug, and it helped me. I'm in my mid-70s. I started on the rapamycin and found that in a matter of a month, I was peeing like I did 20 years earlier in my early 50s. Now, it did not take me back to my 20s. But it got me peeing where I was, you know, a couple of decades ago. So it certainly helped. again, I don't have numbers. I can't tell you that it helps in X percentage. You know, it might help in almost everybody. It might help in a rare case, and I might be that rare zebra that responds. Although Dr. Pentland tells me that he has a patient that he's put on rapamycin who's now urinating better too. So, I think it's worth trying. It's got an awful lot of benefits above and beyond prostate. And if it helped the prostate too, that would be wonderful.
Is that a pretty pricey drug?
$5 or $6 a milligram, if I remember correctly. So, you know, that if you're on 5 milligrams a week, that'd be $25 a week or so. So about $100 a month. I mean, it's a whole lot less than some things. And, you know, I take higher doses. I take, 6 to 10. So I'm up there at 30 to 50, depending on the week. But the benefits I get are worthwhile.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Doctor, for that information.
You're welcome,
I'm
sir.
I'm going to try to get a prescription for that right away. All right. Guys have a great weekend. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thank you for your call, John. And you can hear the music. We're not going to Hawaii. Wish we were. Dr. Mixon, I think we should do a live show from Hawaii.
You think so?
Let's talk about that.
We'll talk about gut health. Right. I'll be there too.
And gut health, yes. Dr. Pentland agrees. I can pretty
well guarantee that my senior executive team would love to do our next planning session on the beach in Hawaii.
Okay, yes. We need to be there too to, you know, put our 2 cents in. And our, mahi-mahi. Okay, we'll be right back. Bob, you are our next caller. And Jay, we want to talk to you as well. Stay right there. Oh, and we have another call. They just keep coming. Stay right there. This is Leading Edge Medicine.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, all mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her. She's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold. I'm a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
And we're back, Leading Edge Medicine. That's such a fun song.
I know, but the only thing wrong with that song is, come on, I like Asian chicks. That's why I married a Chinese girl.
There you go. We're back. Dr. Jerry Mixon here. Dr. Ken Pentland in the studio. He is our gut guy. And still, some more calls here to get to. Let's go to Kent. We have Bob waiting with a call and a question. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
How do we help you, sir? Yes, we hear you. Thousands of people hear you. Go ahead.
Well, I have a large prostate, massively enlarged.
Uh-oh.
And I'm considering the aqua ablation.
Okay.
Do you have any comments on that?
By aqua ablation, are we talking what's also called the Rezume, where they're using hot water or steam to kill pieces of the prostate?
High pressure, low temperature water.
Huh. Okay. I don't have any numbers on that one. Let me make myself a note right here for a second, though, so I will look it up. Don't feel so ignorant next week.
What did you call it, Bob? The aqua?
Aqua ablation.
Aqua ablation.
Okay.
It's just a high pressure jet of water.
Huh.
And, it kind of carves it out.
Uh-huh.
But I've said it's about the only option I've got. So I just want to know if,
Okay, there's a lot of different options, obviously. But if you got a really, really big prostate, the standard TURPs, the laser therapies, the Rezume, all of these are going to be temporary for you. Probably they're going to have to shell out a whole lot of that prostate if it's really, really big. Do you know how many grams it is? How many? I mean, they should be
180 milligrams, I guess.
No, 180 grams. Yeah, 180 grams. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's pretty good size. That's 5-6 ounces. So, best part, a quarter pound or a little over a quarter pound.
250 milligrams.
milliliters in volume. Okay. So, yeah, it's a biggie. It's a biggie. Well, a couple of things I consider. I mean, I don't know that particular procedure, and that, so that's one I'm going to have to look up. Got to give me a moment to type here just to have, so I have a note. Okay. Interesting. The only other one I can think of that would might be appropriate for you would be one that's not done by a urologist. It would be done by a procedural radiologist, and that would be a prostatic arterial embolism, where they actually go in and shut down the blood supply to a fair bit of the prostate, so that that whole great big area of prostate just dies and withers up and goes away and gets reabsorbed by your body.
Yeah.
You know, you can get rid of almost the entire prostate with that critter, and you don't have to have all the surgical trauma. Hmm. So that would be the only other option I can think of. And like I said, I can't make good comments on the technique you're talking about because I don't have any numbers on it. I don't know diddly squat about it. So I will have to get into the National Institute of Health database and start pulling papers and see when it was developed, where it was developed, what the success and complications and stuff are. And I'll know a whole lot more about it next week than I do this.
Yeah, and we'll be live, so you can give us a call Labor Day weekend.
Okay. I'll get that in mind.
All right. So sorry to have to plead ignorance, but, you know, sometimes I don't know is the
Stump
only
the
honest
doctor. Answer. Doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know everything, and there are times I just don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. So
call us back next week, okay, Bob? Hopefully we'll have some information for you. All right. And let's go to Seattle. We have our last caller today, Franco, on the line. Franco, hi there. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah. Yes, morning to all of you. I have a question about my hands. I went to a drive-through restaurant and ordered some things, and I got some coffee. And, of course, you sit kind of low when you go through the windows there. And so they handed out the coffee, and the lid came off and put hot coffee all over my hands.
Oops.
And, yeah, not good at all. Boiling hot water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so my fingers, all of them, I used to be to the point where when I took in college, I was doing electronics, I could pick up little teeny screws and everything, and probably could have been a brain surgeon if I wanted to be at the point. But now I'm lucky to have my hands work, and they've been something that's been really something for me all my life. But anyway, they feel like they have electricity running through them. All the time, 24/7. Sometimes it's worse than not. It feels like you grab it onto a 120-volt AC current or something at times.
Wow.
So I was wondering if there's anything I could do now to try and restore them back to somewhat like they were before. And I know it's asking a lot.
Yeah. Well, I can't give you a lot of detail simply because I can't examine your hands over the radio. And I'm not a hand surgeon to start with. But, you know, you're going to need to get in to get somebody. What they need to evaluate is how much of this is contracture, where the scar tissue is just pulling things tight and won't let them move well. So you're clumsy and, you know, only gross movement. How much of it is nerve damage?
I think a nerve conduction study.
Nerve conduction studies would be a good place to start, yeah. But, you know, getting somebody that can do some really fine motor testing, too, on those hands would be a great idea. So there are orthopedic surgeons that deal specifically only with hands. They don't do anything else. And that's where I would be headed, because this is going to take somebody to do a really, really thorough exam and maybe some electro neurologic testing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Gives me more knowledge I have. So thank you all. And good work on your program. And I know it's your birthday coming next Monday, but I wish you a good one and proceed.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Franco. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, just a couple minutes left of our show today. Now, if you didn't get in this week or you have a question for one of the doctors, join us next week. We will be live in the studio next Saturday morning at the same time and would love to talk to you again. This is Leading Edge Medicine, of course, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Three of them for you, Kirkland, Tacoma, Linwood. And if you'd like to meet Dr. Ken Pentland, check out our Kirkland Clinic because that is where he is and he is taking new patients, I believe. Yes. And if you are not a patient yet, what are you waiting for, right? That's what Dr. Mixon says. What are you waiting for?
Get off your butt and come be a patient.
That's right. Put a smile on your face. Get leaner. Get stronger. Find out what you need to do to be faster, smarter, sexier.
That's right. Stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier.
Happier. We want you in, which is why we still offer the two tests, the blood test and the in-body test, as part of our free health analysis appointment to get you on your way to knowing the risks that you could be facing. Here is the number to call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also get information on the IV vitamin therapy that Dr. Pentland was talking about in the show today, or the Viasure, or Vitalia, some of the different things that we talk about on the show, even if you're not a patient of Longevity. All right, 866-86-YOUNG. Our website, lmclinic.com. Have a great weekend and happy birthday, Dr. Mixon, the Big 7-6, on Monday.
All right, thank you, dear.